I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, July 15th. Two North Quincy businesses sustained damage after a crash early this morning. Police say Balducci's Pizza and Velocity Dance Company, right next door on Billings Road at Hancock Street, sustained damage when a car crashed through the front windows of the businesses at about 1:30 this morning. Police say the car that struck those businesses was first struck head-on by another car that was being pursued by state police from Quincy Shore Drive. That suspect suffered minor injuries and will face charges, and the second driver was not hurt. Both businesses sustained moderate damage from the crash. 9 people died, 30 others hospitalized after that fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River. Firefighters responded at about 9:30 Sunday night to the Gabriel House assisted living residence on Oliver Street. Crews encountered heavy smoke and trapped residents hanging out of their windows screaming for help. Some of the 9 victims died at the scene. Others died after they were hospitalized. One of the 30 people who was hospitalized remains in critical condition. 5 firefighters suffered minor injuries as well. Now, the origin and cause of the fire are under investigation by the Fall River Fire Department, Fall River Police, State Police, and the Bristol County District Attorney's Office. The fire is the deadliest fire in Massachusetts since 1984, when 15 people died in a fire at a rooming house in Beverly. In 1999, 6 Worcester firefighters were killed in a warehouse fire. And in 2000, 5 people were killed when flames raced through an office building in Newton. Massachusetts is among several states suing the Trump administration for freezing nearly $7 billion in education grants just before the school year is set to begin. Attorney General Andrea Campbell co-led a coalition of 23 attorneys general and the governors of Pennsylvania and Kentucky in suing the Trump administration over its unconstitutional, unlawful, and arbitrary decision to freeze $6.8 billion in funding for 6 long-standing programs administered by the U.S. Department of Education. The freeze impacts more than $107 million in funding for critical K-12 and adult education programs in Massachusetts. The freeze was announced in an email sent to the plaintiff states on June 30th regarding funds that the states had expected to become available the very next day. The 3-sentence message announced without notice or explanation that the funds will be withheld pending a review of the expenditures for, among other things, consistency with the president's priorities. Attorney General said Massachusetts and other states count on that funding to carry out a broad range of programs and services, including educational programs for English learners, programs that promote effective classroom instruction, improve school conditions and the use of technology in the classroom, community learning centers that offer students a broad range of opportunities for academic and extracurricular enrichment, and adult education and workforce development efforts. The attorneys general argue that the funding freeze violates the federal funding statutes and regulations authorizing those critical programs and appropriating funds for them. It violates federal statutes governing the federal budgeting process and violates the constitutional separation of powers doctrine and other legal standings. The Boston Legacy FC is planning to build a sprawling new complex in Brockton as the club settles into its new home in Boston. The 24-acre, $27 million performance center is planned to open for the start of the 2026 National Women's Soccer League preseason. According to an announcement from the team, indoor facilities will include workout spaces, sports medicine rooms, a film room, a kitchen, a hydrotherapy facility, and staff offices. Outside will feature 6 fields, including grass and turf, and a bubble dome to practice in all weather. Some of the fields will be available for local youth soccer use. The project is privately funded and will come together with the help from developer Able Company, architectural firm Studio Troika, and contractor Callahan. The club's already presented to the city of Brockton as part of the planning process. Comes as the club prepares for its first season in Boston, a journey that came with some controversy. Plans to renovate the city's White Stadium generated significant pushback from the community, including a lawsuit. Although a judge eventually ruled the plans could move forward, that project includes the renovation of the stadium and will include updates to the larger park area, including things like new walkways, public bathroom access, and a community kitchen project. Tobacco took center stage yesterday at the State House. Legislators are weighing efforts to create a nicotine-free generation by barring tobacco purchases for anyone born on or after January 1st, 2006. Some Massachusetts cities and towns, including Brookline, Malden, Melrose, Reading, Stoneham, Wakefield, and Winchester, have already implemented similar plans. Opponents argue that these policies only limit freedoms and harm local business. Senator Jason Lewis of Winchester, who sponsored the bill, says the legislation will protect future generations who are being targeted by big tobacco. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 88 points. The NASDAQ rose 54. The S&P added 8. Asian stocks mostly higher. The dollar rose. The euro is up, and oil at $66 a barrel. The National Weather Service forecast, a heat advisory, goes into effect at 11 a.m. and runs through Thursday night. Some light showers this morning, then turning hazy, hot, and humid with a high of 90 degrees. Patchy fog tonight, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, hot and humid at the high 91. A scattered storm possible Thursday, a high of 90, and partly cloudy, high 87 on Friday. The boater waves about a foot. Southwest winds at 5 knots become southeasterly later today, and a high tide at 3:37 p.m. Sunrise 5:21 sets at 8:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, July 15th.